Simon Yud Aleph, and we're going to approach Seif Yud Beit. That's where we got up to when we were learning Hilchos Mezuzah in the summer. In Elul we took a break to look at Hilchos Sukkah, and we're going back to Hilchos Mezuzah. Simon Yud Aleph, Seif Yud Beit. So the basic background to this Seif is that, as we've come across already, a mezuzah is something that you put on a Pesach, a halachic Pesach. A halachic Pesach needs to have the following elements: two mezuzos, two side posts, and a mashkos, a lintel. Right, two side posts and a lintel. And additionally, they need to have a certain minimal size. So the mezuzos need to be at least 10 tefachim tall. And the width of the doorway, which is normally the width of the lintel, needs to be at least 4 tefachim wide. So 4 tefachim is sort of size of the chashivas, 4 like that, yeah. That's called big enough to have the chashivas of a Pesach. 10 tefachim tall is high enough to have the chashivas of a mezuzah. That's the size that it needs. So now we're going to look at a couple of cases where it's a little questionable whether or not your doorway qualifies for two mezuzahs and a mashke. Let's have a look at the first sentence of the kitzur, and then we'll give some more discussion. Yesh loy shtei mezuzahs. So if you have these two side posts, the ein loy mashkeif, and you do not have a lintel in the normal sense, ela sheyesh alehem kippah kamin keshes. The top of it, the mashkeif, is rounded. So we don't have a normal lintel like we normally have, but we have an arch. Yeah, very common in garden type of situations. People have some sort of doorway, some sort of archway coming in. It's supposed to look more beautiful. Or a second situation, afilu gam mezuzos ein loy. It doesn't have regular mezuzos, regular side posts. Ela sha kippa misageles min ha'aretz. This archway, instead of the first scenario where you have two side posts and then an archway on top, the archway is a sort of rounded
from ground to ground.
From ground to ground, the whole thing is rounded. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch the following: Im yesh bo v'goyva asara tefachim v'roichav dalet tefachim. If you can measure within this entranceway a straight 10 and a straight 4, you can put inside there this sort of rectangular oblong shape inside this doorway, then, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, chayv. It's chayv in mezuzah. Now actually, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, is in the katzer over here, he is a kitzur, but in fact, it's a machlokes rishonim. Machlokes rishonim, how to look at such a situation. The Rambam differentiates between the first scenario discussed in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the second scenario. The first scenario, we had perfectly good mezuzahs, which were 10 tefachim tall, and then we've got the rounded mashkeif. So the Rambam, that's fine, that's chayav in mezuzah. But the second scenario, where the thing is entirely rounded, or likewise, even if it's not entirely rounded, but the bottom side posts which there are there are not 10 tefachim tall, so they don't qualify on their own, says the Rambam, it's not chayav in mezuzah. And the Rambam actually uses the words which are a little drop surprising. The Rambam says, you know why it's not chayav in mezuzah? Mipnei she'ein loy mashkeif. Because it doesn't have a mashkeif, it doesn't have a lintel.
Doesn't have
a mashkeif, it doesn't have a lintel. Before she asked on the Rambam, they say, why does the Rambam say it doesn't have a lintel? If anything, we would have maybe said. So they explain that the Rambam means that we cannot define, when we've got this thing that's entirely rounded, we cannot define where does your mezuzahs end. It starts with mezuzahs, okay, so the mezuzahs are rounded. Where do those mezuzahs end? See, if the whole thing is entirely rounded, or even if there's just a little bit of straight and then rounded, So you've got to call the rounded part your mezuzah, otherwise you don't have a mezuzah. So start off calling it mezuzah. Where does it end, says the Rambam? So in Lo Yimashpel.
No,
yeah. Yeah.
We were taught that there's a certain reason why we should have mitzvah. Even it's not a very good idea to try to find a reason for mitzvah.
Yeah.
Because it's always a loose-loose situation. It's one of them. Right now, a family of only living in houses is ago.
Yeah.
Has it protected the Rambam? I come to Rambam and said, my dear Rambam.
Right, go to Rambam.
No mitzvah.
No mitzvah.
There was a mitzvah. What does it mean? That this type of house is protected without mitzvah, or you better change your book.
If you live in a house with no doorway, then you don't have to have a mitzvah.
Is it a good
thing to live in a house with no doorway?
No,
100%.
No door, I understood.
Yeah.
But here, when I have door, in a set rabbi, what I need to do? Because I would have protection. Either I'm going to tell you, you have protection because you're not high, or you don't have protection, change your life.
I don't know to answer you with certainty, but I think in Svara that you don't have the protection of the mezuzah. The protection of the mezuzah is a positive thing. You're not chayav. They won't have any complaints against you in Shemayim. You didn't put a mezuzah. You're not chayav in mezuzah. But there is a certain segula shemira protection angle of mezuzah, which you don't have because you don't have one. I don't see the Torah in Svara how you could have it without having a mezuzah. It's like a positive thing.
I would have thought that if you don't need a mezuzah, you don't have a doorway.
Yeah.
Then you can use whatever protections you need it. You might not need it. So
I don't think there's any halakhic requirement to do it. I mean, no halakhic requirement whatsoever. But there is a certain sort of segula, if you want to call it, angle to Hilchos Mezuzah, which adds a certain protection to you. I don't know, but I don't see how you could have it without having a mezuzah. The lack of protection by not having a mezuzah, I don't think it's related to the bittul of the mitzvah saseh. It's not because you've done something wrong that you don't have the protection. Mezuzah protects. If you've got one, you've got one. If not, not. That's what I think in Svara. Okay, so let's come back to that. So the Rambam holds that such a doorway is not a halakhic doorway. No obligation in mezuzah. Masha'ekein Rashi, he said the idea that we mentioned briefly before, that even if you cannot see anywhere in this doorway a place to actually define and say, well, this is where the doorposts end and this is where the lintel starts, nevertheless, Rashi says, as long as within this rounded doorway you can draw the shape of 4 across and 10 down, that is good enough for a doorway and it's chayav in mezuzah. So, in that situation of the entirely round doorway, although the Kitzur Shulchan just says chayav, in fact, you should put a mezuzah there without a bracha. Now, another interesting sort of spring off of this discussion between Rashi and the Rambam is even in the situation where we do have a mezuzahs which are 10 tall, straight mezuzahs which are 10 tall, followed by the rounded mashkef. If the rounded mashkef takes you up a lot higher than the straight 10 tefachim, where should the mezuzah be placed? So according to the Rambam, the mezuzahs are only the straight side posts. But according to Rashi, that you can actually draw this sort of imaginary box. As long as you can draw a box that is 4 wide, everything else after the 4 wide might be called the mezuzah. Folks can leave this as a shtickle topic. What's the right place to put the mezuzah in such a situation?
Because I've seen places that have quite a low wall. This is 10 women in the pocket, and then the ox stopped, and they had to lose it in the ox. The other one was too low.
But yeah, but if it, yeah, it would be very low. It would definitely would seem very. Yeah, it might be a drop lower than that. Yeah, it's around there. It would definitely seem quite low for a mezuzah. We wouldn't be used to seeing a mezuzah over there. Yeah, but still very low. Normally, an average doorway is around shoulder height. So. So actually, what did you say to Bernard? You've seen that they've seen such a thing where they have it on the keshes. On the rail. On the arch. So that actually, that's the conclusion of the task. There are other poskim who say differently. See, the Taz thinks that maybe in a situation where you already have 10 tall, even the Rambam would agree, once you already have mezuzahs, you can sort of join on the end part of the keshes to the mezuzahs, once there's already existing mezuzahs. So the Taz says, he thinks that everybody would agree you can put the mezuzah up there. But some say maybe paket. Maybe paket, Rashi, who comes up with this idea of making imaginary mezuzahs and mashkev, maybe paket. Rashi will only make the imaginary mezuzahs and mashkev when there is no real mezuzah to start with, when the thing is entirely a keshes. But if you have mezuzahs which are whole, maybe Rashi says, okay, if you have mezuzahs which are whole, don't start creating imaginary mezuzahs. You've got good mezuzahs, those are your mezuzahs, and the arch is your mashkev. The entire arch is the mashkev. So it's very unclear, this situation.
Since Rashi and Rambam have different philosophy of requirements of
mezuzahs, yeah.
Rashi says, as soon as there's certain space which you go through,
right,
it's enough. And then it's absolutely irrelevant when this mezuzah begins.
Yeah.
So Rambam said, not at all. I define entrance not by area where I can could be a defender. I open the car.
Yeah.
You. It's totally geometrical requirements.
Right.
It's a requirement. That's what entrance is for.
Yeah.
It is how he looks at this.
Yeah. Another interesting sort of spring off of this whole thing, what about a sort of opposite scenario, maybe a bit unusual, but where you have a straight mashkev is straight, and the side posts are rounded. Is there any problem in that? Is there any reason why any one of the shitters might not consider it? But actually we can be medayed from the whole discussion.
It's called kosher kenyan. If you're doing something with this, kosher kenyan is doing something with this.
Yeah.
Right now, Rambam we can hear Rashi from Rambam.
Right, we could wonder according to the Rambam, right? According to Rashi, it's fine. You can make this imaginary shape, make the imaginary shape. What's the difference?
Okay.
According to the Rambam, we could wonder. But we can see in the Rambam that the Rambam, when he spoke about the entirely rounded shape, he said the problem is, ein loy mashkev, i.e., we cannot define, we've got nothing which tells us where does the mezuzah end. And where does the mashkev start? But there's nothing wrong with rounded in principle, just that we cannot find any way to define where does this end and where does that start. So, but if we can find a way of defining it,
fine.
Then it's fine. So, in both scenarios, no difference whether the mezuzahs are straight and the mashkev is rounded, or the mashkev is straight and the mezuzahs are rounded, as long as we can find a way of deciding clearly here the mezuzahs end and there the mashkev starts, then even the Rambam is maskim that you have a perfectly acceptable halakhic doorway and you put a mezuzah with a bracha because everybody is maskim.
You know what they might say in the Rambam?
Yeah.
The giraffe is kosher stuff, never.
Yeah.
Because we don't know where.
Yeah, I think I have to say this because of that, it's a shtickle, what's the right word? You know, it's a legendary thing, it's a Baba Meisa. That's not the real reason.
No,
it's not a real reason. Because I think the real reason is either because it's not practical or it's not tasty or a combination of the two. Because in Halacha it's very clearly defined what the Mokum Shechita is. It's anywhere which is in between the top of the simonim, the top of the kone and veshet, and the beginning of the stomach, is kosher for shechita.
Okay.
No question about it. So, I think it's just, I've also heard it loads of times, but it's just a sort of, it's not true. Yeah, you could, theoretically you could get a giraffe and chest it. I think it's just not practical or not, you know, yeah. Good. Okay, fine. We'll stop it for today. Mr. Shen Sunday, we'll continue. Nice to be back.